David Ure, who's currently a Summit County Council member, wrote an op-ed about the immigration issue in the June 30th Deseret News. Since then, the U.S. Senate's immigration bill has been approved and has gone to the GOP-controlled House. Ure told KPCW he is not proposing a Dream Act, but legislation based in reality.
If you think we're going to load them on a bus or put them on a truck or whatever, send them back to whatever country they're from, that's not going to happen. That's one of the reality I should have written in there that I didn't. If we don't do this, this is what's going to happen. If we do this, these are the possibilities of America becoming a greater place to live for both everyone here and those who are here legally or illegally.
You were said, as long as you stick to your firm moral principles, compromise is not a dirty word. He said the special interests have mixed into the debate, labor unions on one side and business seeking cheap labor on the other. He said both sides are stuck on their positions.
You know, I find it kind of interesting that the Republicans are saying if there's anything in here going towards citizenship, we're going to vote against it and kill the bill in the House. And at the same time, the Democrats have to protect the labor unions. And if both sides could just drop their rhetoric and do what they really think is right for America, both labor-wise, as far as intelligence-wise, as far as the kids are concerned, we're all going to be better off down the road.
Concerning the debate of whether to secure the border first or legalize first, Ure said this.
Yes, we have to secure our borders. And some of them are saying, well, get that done first. Well, I say, why don't we do them both together? The border fencing was supposed to have been done 2 years ago. Why hasn't Congress been tracking that so that it was done? What's been the problem there? We've spent billions of dollars there. Why hasn't it been done? Maybe they need to go back to their own staff. Maybe they need to find out what either President Bush or President Obama did or didn't do and resolve that problem first.
Ure said he was struck recently when informed about the results of an unreleased poll, which says that less than 15% of undocumented residents in the country want to be citizens.
Because it's such a long, drawn-out process. I mean, we're, 11, 13 years into making them become citizens. And so those that are younger, those that are probably 18, 19, 20, 25 years of age, and only about 15% of those really plan on becoming citizens. The rest of them want to just become legalized here, have a green card here, come out of the shadows, be able to pay their taxes, be able to know that they're not going to have their door kicked in one night and be thrown in handcuffs and deported out of here. Now, I don't believe Congress knows that. I think Congress, or especially the far right, are thinking we're going to have a mass lines lined up at the immigration wanting to have citizenships. I kind of thought that, too, until these numbers were given to me.
If legalization can be achieved for the vast majority of the undocumented, you were said, that could solve a great many problems.
Maybe it might cut down the number of welfare recipients. Maybe it might cut down on stolen IDs, you know, and things like that. I can't help but not think that society would be better if the 85% become legalized, they have a green card. Mm-hmm. We know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They know what plans they can make. And if they and we put some time limits on them. If you're here for 3 years, then you have to leave. But at least we know where they are and where they live.
You were served 7 terms in the Utah House of Representatives. You said he decided to become a problem solver after his first few years there.
The first 4 years under the legislature, I was the most conservative person in the House and the Senate. And you know why? It's because it was just really easy to push no. No, I don't like this. No, I don't like that. On my 5th and 6th year, I decided to run for leadership. And the first session I was in leadership, I found out I was elected to leadership to resolve problems. I couldn't just push that no button and say, the heck with you, it's no, no, heck no. And then I started to realize I had to resolve the problems not only for my district, but for the entire state of Utah in being leadership in the Republican Party and in the House of Representatives.
Former state legislator David Ure. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.